Good morning, and welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us this week, Dr. Jamie Johnson, the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction in the Brenham School District. And Dr. Johnson, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Great to have you here. Of course, the school year just underway, and now this is your second year with the district. How did your first year go?
Let me tell you, I'm so excited to be in Brenham ISD. My husband and I love the town of Brenham and the community, and everyone has been so welcoming, and we are absolutely in love with Brenham and Brenham ISD and the amazing Cubs and teachers and parents and community that we have. So it's been an amazing first year.
All right. Now, last year, the district began a program, the Gateway GT program. If you could give us a little bit of an update on how this is progressing.
So the Gateway GT program started last year, as you stated, and we really focused on enhancing our gifted and talented program for our students. And so we started just in third grade last year. It was an unbelievable success. Parents absolutely loved it. Our kids loved it. And so it has now expanded to fourth grade. So we have the Gateway program in both the third and fourth grades. That district program is housed over at Alton Elementary School. And we have about 38 students that are currently enrolled in that program. They do some amazing things, such as Lego robotics, and they are part of Scrabble tournaments. But most importantly is the level of instruction and the instructional practices and things that they do in the classroom that's so much fun. They are able to have creativity and talk about things and really give presentations and really think and work with other gifted and talented students.
All right. Now, the district recently received the accountability ratings from the state. Can you give us a look at how the traditional campuses all performed?
Well, I will tell you, we are all very, very excited about the performance. According to the state, all of our traditional campuses met standard, which is excellent for Brenham ISD. And on top of that, we also receive distinctions. And distinctions are kind of like the icing on the cake. They just compare the campuses to other campuses across the state that are like them. And so last year in the 2016 school year, we received three distinctions. And this year, for the 2016-17 school year, the district increased to 14 distinctions. So we are very, very proud of that. It shows the importance of education, and it shows how much our students are increasing in their knowledge, how great a job our teachers are doing, and how our parents are supporting that. So we're very excited and very, very, very proud of Brenham ISD.
All right. And now we've heard about the junior high and high school using using AVID this school year. If you could tell us what AVID, A-V-I-D, is and how it's helping the students.
Absolutely. AVID is a national program that works with students, and they actually work with students all the way from elementary through high school. In Brenham ISD, we are focusing on grades 7 through 12. So right now we are starting in grades 7, 8, and 9. And students actually had to complete an application to get into AVID. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. And it really looks at those students who may be first-time college goers in their family that need to have a little push to get into our pre-AP or our AP classes. They have the ability, but maybe someone's just never pushed them. It's all about mentorship and leadership with our students. And so it also focuses our teachers on high quality instructional strategies or the actual instruction in the classroom. And so our teachers and our administrators went to training this summer on AVID and what we call the AVID way. And it teaches our students about organization and the way to speak in front of people and to pose themselves and to how do we learn and what's best for us. So we're very, very excited about this.
All right, and now, of course, a lot of notoriety as the BISD opened up a brand new campus this school year. Tell us, how are things going as you've opened up the Early Childhood Learning Center?
Well, that community over there is excited. The Early Childhood Learning Center was a vision from Dr. Jackson, our superintendent. We had the what people in Burnham called the Old Alton. It was the campus where our Alton Elementary was formerly housed. And so we took two of those buildings this summer and really renovated them. We had an opening ceremony, and the community was able to come in and see it. But that campus is where our pre-K students are housed, because we are so invested in the early learning of our students and the importance of catching our students, our four-year-olds, as early as we can, and teaching them about their letters and their sounds, and really having a campus and a staff that is just devoted to that, and also revitalizing that community and that campus, because we want to ensure that we are responsible with taxpayer dollars and facilities that our communities work so hard to allow us to use. And so we encourage the community to go by. Our Early Childhood Learning Center has a motto, and it's called Little Minds with Big Dreams. And we truly believe that that's what it's about. Our little ones come to us with expectations and their dreams about what they want to do and what they want to be, and we're just the way that they learn and get to those big dreams. So I encourage you to stop by and talk with Tony Schwartz, our principal that's over there, who's an amazing leader. We have 10 classrooms now. Two of those classrooms are bilingual classrooms, and we are working to expand our programs and our work over there. We encourage you to go by and see the playground and the facilities, because our maintenance department and our operations and Mr. Paul Oschenbeck, our assistant soup, has worked very tirelessly this summer getting those facilities ready for our students to return. So we encourage everyone to come out and see that.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on this morning?
Absolutely. Don't forget, football season and volleyball season is all either underway or about to get underway. We also have cross country going on. And so don't forget to come out and support our Brenham Cubs and all their extracurricular events. Also, we will have at the academic side coming up soon. And so please come out and support our kiddos and our Cubs, and one Brenham better together, and go Cubs.
All right, Dr. Johnson, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And our guest this morning on the BISD Roundtable has been Dr. Jamie Johnson, the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction with the Brenham Independent School District. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. We will see you again next week here on KWHI.